Okay, sorry for the delay, folks. We are at 3:50 calling us back to order. We're running late, so what we're going to do is focus on the items that need decisions by the board, and so that will be H, which is the final regulation, the COMAR on the length of school year, and then we will move quickly to the R. We have a handful of school calendar waivers. There are a number of other things that we can push until the next meeting, including the NAEP results, school safety, budget, legislative session, unless board members have questions about that, and the committee reports. So I gave that as an order. Does anyone object to that? No. Everyone fine? Okay, very good. So Dr. Sam, can I kick it to you for H?
Yes, thank you. So I'm actually going to have Mary come back up and talk about the regulation that's called length of the school year.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have Mary come back up and talk about the length of the school year regulation. And I'm going to ask if we need any clarification for Liz to weigh in as well.
Thank you. This regulation, 13A02-0104, length of the school year, basically does one thing. It asks for the local school system to let MSDE know at least 10 days ahead if they are going to use a makeup day. What has occurred is when the waivers come in, it may be late in the year when opportunities for days have already been used, or they may have used, but it's kind of at the end, and MSDE, in approving the waiver, doesn't know what the school system has used. So it's simply asking that whether or not a school system plans to apply for a waiver, it doesn't matter, the school system is asked to provide MSDE within 10 days of any school system closure of its plan to make up a missed day, including the dates of the makeup. This is a request for permission to publish this regulation.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions about this first or clarification?
I'm not going to vote no on the permission to publish. I do wonder, though, if there's not a way to achieve the intent of this without seeming to create so much paperwork for local systems. I mean, it seems to me if a local system develops a calendar at the beginning of the year that clearly identifies the five inclement weather makeup days that they're going to use in the event of school closures, is it really necessary after every time the school closes for them to send a letter that just confirms what's already in their calendar? It seems to me we ought to be able to develop a process that when a county is getting close to running out of days, that they share with MSDE what the plan is, which is what I think the intent of this is. Again, I'm just not sure the first time there's a snowfall that county should have to send you a note for something that's already in their calendar. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I think it's a matter of providing notice, not necessarily something very formal, but it does provide notice of the use of the days that you're going to do in makeup. And there may be days in the calendar of which the school system does not use, even though they're built in. So that's a request of the regulation to provide notice. It does not say how, unless Dr. Salmon has had a conversation about how, but it could be an email. We have this day built in, we're gonna use this day.
Well, we always track when schools are out, so we do know that. Yep. So we can find some expeditious way to do this. I think we just want to make sure that we don't end up where we are right now.
I think we as board members appreciate that.
Agreed.
At least I do.
Unless there are any other questions, anyone want to make a motion on this?
I'll move for approval.
Okay, is there a second? Second from motion from Dr. Hardings and a second from Ms. Izzard. All right, any further discussion?
I'm going to ask one more question. One of the waivers requests reminded us that there is also an hours rule in addition to a days rule. Is there any provision here for districts that fall short of their hours?
It's not in here, but that's part of what we check, and that's part of what's tied to another waiver that's coming up. So we'll look at how that shakes out in the statute and whether or not we should incorporate something in here about hours as well. Mary, would you take a look at that, please?
I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, very good. That